Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is David Schmidt. I'm your host here again today on the Cosmic Connections. It's a pleasure to be with you. Excuse me just a little bit. I'm wanting to get myself caught up on the Facebook live streaming, and it did say that now already it says live video was interrupted, the broadcast pause. Well, folks, here's where the issue is. I'm in a hotel room, and what I'm learning is as I get into these hotels, my laptop, the streaming rate is all enough to be able to carry stream on Facebook and still do it on Blog Talk. So I've been looking at doing some researching of getting one of the new high heavy wireless Wi-Fi content that I can always use, so that I'll always have a strong stream to be able to go. But Facebook, my understanding is you may not get the video. It's going to come in and out, but you'll have the audio. So also my understanding is that it's still recording it in the background. But with that, I want to welcome Blanca. How are you doing this fine evening? You basically are on the other side of the country of me today, but how are you doing tonight?
Well, it's kind of like when we started. You were way over there and I was way over here. And so we have a little practice with that.
Yeah, if you can turn your volume up a little bit, that would be helpful. I'm up pretty high on my end, so, yeah.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better. Thank you.
Okay. I'll try to speak up. I think we also have a little bit of some kind of delay going on, so I'll try not to step on you too much there.
Yeah, we might. So, you know, here's what we'll do. The program is not going to be a long program tonight because, you know, we got the technical issues that I'm working through and learning how to do this. So it's really high speed all the time, regardless of where I am. But, folks, tonight I am in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yep, Vegas, baby. I was in Phoenix on Saturday where we had an absolutely wonderful workshop there. And I have basically come to Vegas and have some meetings with some of my brokers. And I will get into this really shortly, but before that, Blanca, is there anything that you kind of cover on us tonight before I just get into giving the information that is there and we'll kind of get the program?
No, I'm a little hesitant because I don't know if it's my feed or if it's you, but you're breaking up, so I don't know if I'm breaking up when I speak. So anyway, all
no,
you're here.
You're not breaking up on my end. I think it's the broadband stream I have. It's really weak. So that's what's creating part of the problem of how it's coming through to you guys. The recording will still end up. And you still come through fine on the
All right. No, well, we've got a lot of excitement going on over here in Georgia with audits and fights and all that. But I think some other states are going through that drama, especially Arizona, and I think that may be some of what you'll address today. So I'll be waiting for you to have your comments, and then we'll get rolling.
Okay. Well, folks, I even know sometimes my camera's in and out a little bit. So, you know, when I get home, I'll try to work on this so I know exactly what I'm dealing with when I'm on the road, because I may be on the road for a while. Now, if you notice, I have not scheduled any more workshops. I felt something very strong to kind of take a pause. Well, as I said, I came here to do a Saturday in Phoenix, and today I'm in Las Vegas, and I've had three meetings with different people. The key one was the individual who is my absolute top broker. This is the first direct contact with this processing office, and this individual also has contacts with other top brokers as well. And I met with her. She flat out said, Dave, I think today, say yesterday, I got the phone call I've been waiting for 10 years. She had said, there have been meetings going on for the last 10 days. Now, what I can say is, yes, Donald Trump has been aware of the meetings. He knows what is going on. That is what I can say about that. But all the different people that are the decision makers on the currency exchange have been meeting the last 10 days. And what she was told was they finished signing all of the papers, all the contracts last night. And her top broker called her today to go. Now, I'm explaining this to you as she has explained it to me and as how she has put it. I've been down this road before, but if the ad information is correct, it means everything's done and they are ready to start moving the money. I might have another phone call from her tomorrow, and there is a possibility I'll be hopping on a plane on Monday to come back to meet with her again here in Vegas. That's what I can say. This is what we've been waiting for. We continue to get confirmation that this is very real, that are involved. I shared with you in the recent program that it was coming down to the decisions of the treaties of the United States and China, saying, yes, we are ready to go. And the United States was saying, not quite yet. There were some events that had to take place. And what my broker had been told, everything did take place because they said they finished signing the papers last night. Now, what does that mean for us? First of all, what she is involved in is not the Texas Process Office. That's at another level. But what it does mean, if the money is moving, it's going to come down very soon. Now, I've shared this before. Folks, it will take a month or two from once the time that the Texas Processing Office is notified before it's going to come down to our levels. Now, they had advised me that I needed to go out and open a number of different bank accounts. So if I'm not coming back to Vegas here next week, I'm off out and about opening up other bank accounts where they be open at different places around the country. Folks, this might be the news we finally find. A lot more of the stuff that is there, that because we all signed non-disclosure agreements, we basically can't give the full details. I can only give you the outer field of what's happening. But folks, this might be finally what we have been waiting for. All the events have been taking place. Issues that are out there. Now, what I wanted to do was talk about what was going on in what I called world affairs. Folks, it is so easy to clearly understand that what is taking place out there with the COVID scenario, with with Facebook and YouTube and the others that are censoring people, all this stuff is crazy stuff. We have never been around in this stuff before, and most of us, and if you're like me and you're catching the series of news sources coming across on Facebook, there's very, very excellent, qualified medical people and doctors that are saying that this whole COVID scenario is basically somewhat of a ruse. It really is. Even the CDC had to admit that they were falsely reporting the number of deaths. The number of cases aren't correctly reported by the image that is being presented to us, because the man who developed the test, if you're testing positive for COVID, it says tests can't tell you if you are basically carrying, the virus and that you can pass it on. All it does is tell you that you have a form of it, which could have been, you could be testing positive if you had a cold a year ago, because it's a form of COVID that shows up within you when you have a cold. So, folks, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. And here's what my opinion is on this. This is all a part of the cabal testing to see how we will respond like sheep and not allowing them to have their power in control. Now, let's go back to what is called the Davos Forum. That is the meetings of the wealthiest in the world. It's run by Klaus Schwab, a German man. He has written a book entitled the great reset, and he has been very, very clear. It is their goal to set up a complete one-world government where they, in essence, are running and controlling the world. And what is standing in the way is our independent sovereignty here in the United States. They said that he has been on video saying the United States is what stands in the way. The current structure within the United States is what stands in the way our being able to move forward with our formula reset. I think this whole COVID scenario is their design to test the system to see how well they can gather control of what goes on here in the United States. Can they get the government to have absolute control over the people? The people like sheep just roll over and say, sure, we'll do whatever you tell us. I know, no. I have also firmly believed that the release of these funds of what is called the currency exchange, not the currency reset, not the RRB. I don't have anything to do with the currency reset, the global currency reset. I don't have anything to do with RRB. I always call mine is a private currency exchange. But these funds being released have the ability to neuter the power and control of the cabal. And it looks like there's a potential, folks, that we might be there. We just might be finally what we want to be. I'm not going to go into really big details tonight on the program. Folks, I don't have a whole lot that I need that most of you don't already know about what's going on out there in the world, what's taking place, you know, with, you know, the Davos Forum, the wanting to do the Great Reset scenario, the crazy stuff that's going on, reports that we're getting, and I'm going into details and all of that. I have shared with you that it looks like we might finally be ready. Hopefully, when I come back next week, folks, I may have the absolute solid good news for you that it's on its way. I don't know dates, I don't know timing, but I can say on its way. So, with that, Blanca, let's come back to you. Why don't you have comments that you would have?
Well, and it is good news, and I'm glad that you said we've been here before. We've had other times where we thought it might happen, but, you know, a lot is going on right now, and I think a lot is being thrown at us to see how we can handle it. And we can either be mesmerized by everything that's going on and, you know, sink into fear or depression or doubt, or we can rise above it and say, this is just the matrix dissolving. This is the old disappearing so that the new can emerge. And so if we hold that, then we're holding the energy for when you give us some more good news on Monday. So what I encourage your listeners, and I think many of them do this, is to look at what we're looking at as the emerging of the new. And with these funds, as Dave has said, it'll be like a very great dynamic to further neuter the cabal. And we will be part of that. So we'll be a very important part of establishing the new. And so many people, I agree with you, there's a lot of information on other websites. There's other people who are bringing, you know, it's really funny. Alan and I don't get our news anymore from, you know, any other thing. We'll just go on these websites of these different people who are analyzing what's going on. There's a lot of really good Telegram accounts. I mean, that's where the real news is. So I'm sure and I hope your listeners are plugging into that, because then you get an insight as to what's really happening, and there's a lot of room for hope, actually.
So, well, I think with the shared, sometimes short and better and to the point is a little bit better instead of going on into just talking when there's not a whole lot more depth that I can add to it. So I might be ready to call it a night tonight.
All right. That sounds good. Yes, I think we're good. You gave us really good news.
Okay.
Let's all really meditate on letting it happen and being thankful in advance. And keep us posted.
I will. If anything urgent comes out, I'll put it out in a newsletter. If not, we'll have an update next week. But folks, focus, pray, meditate, whatever it is that works for you, that the information that had been shared with myself and with my talk broker, that it's correct and things are moving. We'll have more next week, folks, and I will see you then. Thanks a lot and have a wonderful. Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.